I'm Nicole McCants, a psychologist turned business coach for psychotherapists. It was not long ago when I was in solo private practice, seeing way too many clients feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. In 2016, when I became pregnant with twins, I knew I had to scale to a group practice because I couldn't keep working that much. I was sick of hitting the ceiling in my income and knew that the only way to make more money and help more people was expanding my practice. In 3 short years, I was able to scale it to 55 therapists and multiple 7 figures. Once I was able to reach that goal, I had to take it to my peers. I'm here to teach you how to scale your solo practice to a group or take your group practice to the next level. We didn't learn anything about business in graduate school, so I created the Business Savvy Therapist podcast, where I share easy to implement business and marketing strategies so you can help more people, make more money, and have more freedom. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Business Savvy Therapist. Today, we're going to be talking about hourly employees versus hourly contractors. Back in episode 10, I did a similar episode where I chatted about hiring contractors versus employees, but I was chatting more about salaried versus hourly. So today, we're going to be talking about just paying people when they do the work. And if you want to do that, I get so many questions, Nicole. I know that I don't want salaried. I just want to pay them when they see clients, but I don't know which way to go. So I'm going to walk you through the pros and cons because I get this question all of the time and I really want to help you get the clarity that you need. I highly suggest to go hourly despite whether you pick employee or contractor over salaried, especially at the beginning. Why? Because you don't have the cash flow. I rather you invest in revenue generating things like marketing and not in people yet. Later, it might make sense to do salaried, but not yet. What I love about hourly is they get paid only when you get paid, and make sure you have this very clearly in your contract. I was what's called private pay. For my American friends, you're going to obviously know what that means. So in Canada, we're private pay, which means a client would come, they pay at the end, and that money hits my bank right away. Now, it was easy to pay the therapist right after that because the money was collected right away. We did some third-party billing like WSIB where we didn't get paid right away. It was very minimal. But even those, in the contract, we were really clear if we're collecting money from a third party, and this is big in the States within network, that we would only pay once we collect. Please do that. They understand the money's not in, so I would not pay your therapist until you have collected the money from that third party. What I love about paying people hourly, regardless if they are a contractor or an employee, is that you're paying them based on performance. If they convert that consult call and retain that client, and that client keeps coming back, then they're growing too, right? That they're reaching their own income goals. I just found, because I did have salaried as well, that they were less motivated, that paying somebody hourly just makes sense because they get paid. The busier that they are, the more money flows in for everybody, and it's a win. The contractor model is way more popular in Canada. I'm going to be talking about Canada and the States because I would say about 60% of the people in my business coaching program are actually American. It is actually not common at all to hire hourly employees. Like, you'll just not see that on Indeed in Canada anywhere. I actually asked our accounting expert in the program. She does accounting for like over 100 therapists all over Canada, and she's not seen this once. It is very popular in the States, and in quite a few states, definitely California and others, you have to hire employees. So I'm going to talk about the pros and cons related to that. There are definitely pros of hiring employees, but I think that if you're in Canada, just know that if you post a job posting on Indeed for a therapist, hourly employee, nobody else is doing that. But hey, maybe you're the first to do it and you could definitely test this out. And if you do and it goes well, please do reach out to me, will you? And let me know how it went. As I mentioned, contractors are very popular in Canada if you're hiring a therapist. And let's talk about the pros and why I believe this is what I did. Probably 90% of the people in my clinic, 90% of the 55 were contractors. It is, as I mentioned, it is much more common here. I do think it's preferred because they get their freedom, that they could work for you, they could do whatever they want, they could have their own practice, and they like that, that they could work at multiple locations. The pro for you is that you're probably going to get way more applicants if you're living in the States, and just double check that you can, in fact, hire a contractor therapist. The other pro is if it doesn't work out, it's actually easier to terminate a contractor than it is an employee because you don't have to follow regulations. So in Canada, there's the Employee Standards Act and a lot of other regulations and laws that you have to follow. But if you want to let go of a therapist contractor, you just follow the agreement. You have a contract and you give the notice that you agreed to in the contract and you never see them again. And it is as easy as that. And that is not the case if you have an employee at all. So if you want the ease and you're new and you're just like, you know what, this is nerve-wracking to me. I want it to be easy. If it doesn't work out, then contractor is the way to go for you. Typically, you pay a contractor, I suggest 60-40, which means they keep 60% of the money collected from the client and you keep 40%. Keep that in mind because in a minute, I'm going to be talking about paying employees. Really important that you pay employee therapists less because you're actually covering way more for them. You're covering their payroll taxes and other things. You're not doing this for contractors. They bill you and you pay them. So accounting-wise, it is actually much cheaper because there's no payroll system. Because if you have an employee, there's just a lot more bookkeeping involved because of payroll. Now let's talk about the cons related to contractors. For you, they need to have their own business. They have to work somewhere else. That's really important. Please hear that. I know a lot of my members are nervous that the CRA or the IRS is going to say, wait, this is not a contractor. This is an employee. You do not want that because that means you're going to owe back taxes for payroll and a whole bunch of other things. In Canada, it's CPP, Canadian Pension Plan, EI, like all the things, taxes, like it will keep you up at night. Make sure you do it right. I would go to the CRA and IRS website. I would speak to your accountant. There's a certain test you have to follow. And one of them is that you can't control what they do. It is also important that they have their own business. Now, how does that feel? To be honest, at first, I didn't love this. I wanted the person to commit to the brand, to commit to the vision, to be only for me. You know what I mean? Like only mine. And we'll grow together in this like perfect world. But then COVID happened and everybody with a laptop had their own practice. And then I realized, you know what? I actually need them to work somewhere else anyway for them to be a contractor and me not risk them looking like an employee. And it was fine. Just know that they can work somewhere else and also fully commit to your vision. And I suggest to hire contractors 3 shifts a week, 5 hours each. Okay. So they're seeing 5 clients per shift and they have 3 of them. They're seeing 15 clients in total every single week. The downfall is not only do they have their own practice or they might be working for another group, and I don't want you to worry about that though. You actually want that. Embrace it. It is okay. They can still fully commit to you. I was nervous about it and I let that go coming from a place of abundance and it did not matter. They could be really committed to you and have their own side gig. Just know that. And want to be with you long-term because solo practice is lonely. Don't you remember that? So they actually want to belong and connection. They don't want to care about the admin or operations and marketing. And in some ways, a contractor in solo practice knows how hard it is, all the business-related aspects that they almost appreciate more the things that you're doing for them when they work in your group. What I didn't love is that I couldn't make certain things mandatory. I help you create an automated group practice, which means you're going to have monthly meetings and reviews and them following processes. And we have to be careful because part of the test that CRA and the IRS look at is, are you controlling them? And if you're controlling them too much, they could look like an employee. So don't do that. So in this case, if you have a contractor therapist, you actually cannot, please write that down, have it be mandatory that they show up to your monthly clinic meetings. It's important. Now, I would say things like, it's highly encouraged. We would love to have you there. And I would, as you might remember and have probably heard me say, I would bribe them. Yes, bribe them. I would bribe them with bringing in like a speaker and having a really great training once a month, just 40 minutes and pay for a speaker to come in. And because I was providing high value, they would attend the clinic meetings. The first 20 minutes were us chatting about changes and housekeeping. And the last 40 minutes were high value, so they would come. So there is ways to have them show up. If you provide food, that they're definitely going to be there. Most people are like, oh, sure, I'll come if there's snacks. So you can do little things to have the contractor show up. Another big con is that technically they can take a vacation anytime they want as a contractor, as long as they want. And I did come across this just a few times because they're a contractor. They make their own hours. I recommended and we agreed on having three shifts, and it wasn't a requirement. I was clear about that because they're not employee, but we worked together collaboratively and they committed because, of course, they wanted to grow within the clinic and they could take a month off if they wanted to. Most people don't, because here's why. They're getting paid hourly and they need to make a living. So just know it is not common for them to gallivant and just not, you know, go away for months or weeks, but it can happen and you can't say anything, which is the pro of an employee, which I'm going to get to in a second, because if you want that control, then maybe an employee is a better option for you. I also find a big con of hiring contractor therapists is the stress that the IRS or the CRA will think they're an employee and one day you'll get a letter saying we're auditing you. It's interesting. I see two different personalities. So some members in my program are risk takers and they're like, I've never heard of this happening. I'm following the test. I'm doing all the right things. They are in fact contractors. They work somewhere else. I'm doing all the other things as well to make sure they're contractors. They don't worry because they're like, I did the right thing and I have an argument and I can prove it and I'm good. But then there's the other personalities that are more cautious, not risk takers, slightly more anxious, and this stresses them out a lot. Even though they know that, nope, I did all the right things. This, in fact, is a contractor. They still worry about being audited. If that is you, this may not be the perfect option for you then. And what's important to know is if you're going to go the contractor route, stick to the contractor route. If you're going to go the employee route, stick to the employee route. In my program, we have accountants and HR professionals for both countries, and they both tell us all the time, you don't want a mix of employees and contractors, because if you're ever audited, the IRS or the CRA could say, okay, so what's the difference? If they're both therapists doing the exact same role, but you're saying this one's a contractor and this one's an employee, we're going to say they're both employees because there's no difference in the role. Yes, yes, I know. So that's really important. I'm really glad I'm telling you this now. I did not know that. Most people do not know that. However, if you have a psychologist or an admin, our HR professionals say if it's a different role, then you can in fact have somebody as a contractor and somebody as an employee if they're doing very different things, like an admin. Obviously, that's very different than therapy. Or if you have a psychologist who's doing just psych testing, double check with your accountant, do your homework here. But we've been told that's okay because it is a different role. And you would have an argument that this person is an employee, this is their role, and this therapist is a contractor, for example, this is their role. Hey, do you need help having your solo or group practice stand out from the crowd? Are you looking for a unique way to market that others aren't doing yet? It's creating a niche package. You can have a one-stop shop for clients and offer something niche that draws people in. I can teach you how to do it ethically. Come to my free training. Elevate your therapy practice with niche packages. The link is in the show notes. If you show up live, there's a free bonus and live Q&A at the end. See you there. Now let's talk hourly employees. I've learned so much from my American friends here because I know that's really common. And as I mentioned, in some states, you just can't hire contractors. Let's talk about the pros of hiring an employee, but paying them hourly. The number one is they could be full-time. This is the biggest pro and my most favorite thing. They can be full-time and you can have the clinic meetings be mandatory. I just found, or I believe, that to have an employee that only works for you, they're not just working 3 shifts a week. They're working 5 shifts a week. They're seeing 25 clients. You're their only employer. They're not only showing up to the clinic meetings, they're leading some of them. Maybe they're going to present. Some of them might even want to help with your marketing, do a lunch and learn for the family doctor down the road, help you with your social media, help you with doing videos on the website, writing your blogs. And we're going to talk about how exactly to pay them. In general, it's better for culture, because they show up every single day, there's more ease. Because you can have them work full time, you can also have less therapists. So for example, if you're going the contractor route, they have to work somewhere else. So I suggest having them work for you 3 times a week. So at least it's the majority of the week and they could work somewhere else 2 times a week. I wouldn't go less than that, by the way. But an employee is with you 5 days a week. And not only culture and they're there, but they're also really connected to your systems, processes, because they're there every day. I find the ones that are very part-time, which is why I suggest not bringing on anyone less than 3 times a week. There's almost like more questions. They forget, oh, what's this process again? Because their foot is in your clinic, but somewhere else. Now, if it's 3 days a week, it's perfect. But if it's less than that, you're going to feel that. And then it ends up being more questions for you. But the employee option, if you're going to go the employee route, I would absolutely hire full time. Why would you even go part time? I would hire full time, get that person, improve culture. And what you could also do to improve culture is have their breaks be at the same time. And then everyone's hanging out in the kitchen. Because as we know, I've talked about this in previous episodes, that because what we do is confidential, our door is always closed, and then we're exhausted and we want to go home, that it's not like a corporate job where people are chatting and hanging out because they have a cubicle and they're like always with each other, right? We don't see each other. But the employee model, the full-time employee model, is amazing because you're paying them for breaks and lunch, and you can be strategic about when you book these in as long as it works for them. And then they can take breaks together. Not all of them, obviously, because you want clients to be seen at all times, but you can be strategic with some of them. And that's really going to improve culture, build friendships. And that's really also a big part of why people stay in group practices. It's the people, it's the friendships. I think retention is going to be higher here, especially eventually if you offer, there's so much you can offer an employee. I would not offer any of this at the beginning for cash flow. So there's some things you have to, but I would wait and then later offer things like benefits. You can even say, once you see 25 clients a week for a certain amount of time, then you'll get benefits, which is incentivizing, which is amazing. Eventually you could do what's called in Canada, a pension plan or retirement plan. I just a caution here. I would not guess what people want. I would ask them. I have heard of clinics offer a retirement plan, but the therapists are 20 somethings and nobody wants it. They're like, oh, that's lovely. Yeah, no, I'm not thinking about retirement. But there's so much that you could find out what they need, give it to them, and they literally stay with you for 5 or 10 years. And we both know that offboarding is so expensive and can be really stressful. So I think this option, there's a whole lot of pros here. I wish it was more popular in Canada. And hey, my Canadian therapist friends, my business besties, let's make it popular. Honestly, if I was in a clinic right now and I hadn't sold yet, I would post an hourly position. I'm going to share with you exactly how much I think you should post. And do message me, will you? On Instagram, Nicole.McCants Method. Get in there and message me because I do want to know if you do this, how it goes. Okay, cons. There's cons here as well. Employees are complicated. Employees are complicated. In Canada, it doesn't matter where you live, every state, province, you have to follow laws, regulations. In Ontario, it's the Employee Standards Act. There's tons of regulations. You have to terminate them in a certain way. They could fight you on it. You have to give note depending on where you live. This is not the same in every state and province, but you have to give notice or pay them in lieu of notice. So it's a bit more stressful, a lot more stressful letting them go. And it could be a lot more costly because a contractor, you're like, okay, let's give each other notice and good luck to you. All the best. That's not the case with an employee. It is much more cumbersome and they have a whole lot of rights and a lot of the laws protect employees more than they do employers. So if you do get a disgruntled employee, they could absolutely take legal action against you. Like, not to scare you, but I would just know that it is much more complicated and do your research and just know, definitely follow and know the laws really well. We would hope that therapists are mentally healthy people. Right? So for the most part, I will help you find the best people. And then we don't even really have to worry that much about termination. This is a really important part. I put it under the cons because I'm thinking of your cash flow, but it is important and please do this. You do have to pay for employees' admin time when you're paying them hourly. Yes. If an employee does anything at all, they have to be paid. So they get paid for writing their notes. They get paid for showing up to supervision. They get paid for showing up to the clinic meeting. And you're probably thinking, oh my gosh, how does that even work? You're not going to pay them their clinical rate. That wouldn't make sense. You're going to pay them an admin rate, which is typically this, like I mentioned, it's very common in the States. I've seen it range between like $15 an hour to $25 an hour, not typically higher than that. So they bill you, and there's all sorts of ways to do it, but they're going to bill you every single time they work. Some of you might think it's stressful. In some ways, it could be quite nice to have somebody and just pay them $20 and they help with your marketing, but they also do therapy. And some therapists actually like this because they're like, you know what? I want to see 22 clients a week. The other, like I'll actually work for you 35 hours a week, but just pay me to do other things. Now, if you do that, what you could do, as long as it works for them, double check with your state laws, of course, and your provincial laws, but you could pay them, as I mentioned, to do things like social media, blogging, networking, and keep in mind, if you're doing this, make sure you have them do revenue generating things, and then it's a no-brainer. That $20 that you're paying them is going to come back like tenfold. I would only have them do revenue generating things. And what that means is like marketing related things that are going to bring more clients in. Let's talk about how you pay them and specifically what you pay them. You're going to put them on payroll. You definitely need a payroll system because you're deducting tax, you're paying for their payroll taxes. So because of that, you're going to pay them less. You want to make sure on the Indeed posting, you don't put 60-40. This is different. It's more like 45 or 50%. Like they're getting 45, you're getting 55, or you're both getting 50. I would factor in about a 10 to 15% cost. So you want to, that's why, and as opposed to paying a contractor 60%, you're removing 10 or 15% and paying the employee 10 or 15% less, which means you're only paying them 45%, right? Or 50%. The reason is payroll taxes, you're paying that. So that is the extra 10% that you're paying for. In Canada, you're also covering their employee insurance. We call it EI. Also Canadian pension plan. There's a version of all of this in the States as well. Definitely look at your numbers, see the cost, and make sure you do not pay 60-40. If you pay an employee 60-40, you're actually paying them 10, 15% more than that. And that's going to eat up a lot of your profit margin. Do the numbers, know the requirements based on where you live, and then work backwards. And that's how much you're paying them. I would not put a split here. I would just put the amount hourly that they get paid. Okay. I wouldn't put 45 or 50%. So in Canada, I billed 175. I would just put 50% of that and I would put that on the Indeed posting. But a lot of people don't really understand that you're paying their taxes. They don't understand. So you want to put all of that in the job posting, that this is your employee rate, but we're covering all the other things you don't have to worry about. This is your take home. So make sure you say that, because if they just see the number, they might think it's low, but it's actually a whole package that is going to equal about 60% if you factor all the additional things in. Now, if I were you, keep in mind the future. Keep in mind raises. Keep in mind benefits. Keep in mind pension or retirement plan if you do that in 4, 5, 3 years, because you only have 100% of a session. So if you bring in a therapist at 50%, okay, great. You factored in the extra 10%, all as well. But what if you didn't factor in benefits? So I always say to my members, know the profit that you want to keep, your profit margin, and I help them work backwards. And if you don't know numbers, I can totally help you. You want to reverse engineer your numbers and be really clear on, okay, I want to be profitable. This is how much I want to keep per session. And then this is how much I'm going to start them at, but I'm going to factor in a small buffer so later I can give benefits and still stay profitable. Keep in mind as well, in Canada, we, like most places, you have to pay sick days, a number of sick days. Sometimes you just have to give unpaid sick days. You want to look at the vacation pay and factor all of that in. And that's where the 15% comes. I want you to know, regardless of what you pick, they both work and you're going to be highly successful with both. There's a whole lot of things to consider. And I actually want you to go to your numbers and make the decisions from your numbers. And when I say your numbers, I mean your bank account, what's flowing in right now, the trends of your own solo or your group, talk to your accountant, talk to me, your business bestie, and then go from there. It really depends on your personal situation. I know this is a whole lot of information in this episode, but I want you to know, once you know it, you know it. And just know that you don't have to be an expert in any of this. Trust me, I had a payroll person. They did it all for me. Please do not do your payroll, please. You should be focusing on vision and growth and where you're going. Lean on your accountant, lean on your payroll, and just trust in your gut that you're going to make the right choice. Not only that, but you're going to find the best people. See you next time. Thank you for listening to the Business Savvy Therapist podcast. I hope this episode was helpful. I would be so grateful if you would share this with a peer or colleague that is wanting to help more people make more money and have more freedom. Make sure to subscribe so you do not miss any new episodes, and please do leave me a review. It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.